You hear that?
Blog Talk Radio.
Where the feeling's so
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. Assalamu alaikum. This is Martha Nyla Williams with the Know Me, Know Me Institute, a 24-hour human developmental process and a foundation for learning based on God's Word. We are the Know Me, Know Me Young Minds with the Know Me, Know Me Institute's prayerful journey, reaching for whatever God has in store for us. And so we're today with Jabril Azel Abdushakur, Jabril Abdushakur, and Shamel Williams Perez. And we're going to be reading a few lines from our dear brother Mukhtar Muhammad, and he's out of Jacksonville, Florida. He's written a book, and I guess this is the new one, The Third Resurrection. Genesis of New American Leadership. Okay, attainment. Muslims, well, let's just say this. In studying the Quran and the observed practice of the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, prayers and peace be upon him, Mukhtar says, I believe four functions for cultivating a climate for educational excellence and are emphasized. And they are attainment, acquisition, or search, use of a standard qualitative comparison or measurement, dissemination or exchange of information, and protection and valuation. We'll leave it at that as we go to our first one to give a short summary on what he's doing.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Isaiah Abdushakur with the Know Me, Know Me Institute, a 24-hour human developmental process and the foundation for learning. Today, I will be discussing my job description. I am a real estate agent. First, to start off with, how to become a realtor. With over 1 million members, the NAR is the largest American trade association and serves both residential and commercial real estate industries. Most licensed real estate professionals, such as agents, brokers, provisional brokers, and appraisers, qualify to be a member of the NAR. Joining a local board of realtors, annual membership fees to the NAR are $120. As a realtor, the agent agrees to follow the NAR code of ethics in conducting business.
Okay.
All right. This is Jabril Abdushakur with the Know Me, Know Me Institute of. My name is Jabril Abdushakur, and my career goal.
I am
a physical therapist. And I'm going to be talking about what I want to do, physical therapist. Accidents or disabling conditions such as low back pains, arthritis, heart disease, fractures, head injuries, and cerebral palsy. Educational requirements. In order to become a physical therapist, you must first graduate from a physical therapist educational program with a master's or doctoral degree. Expect to take courses in biology, chemistry, and physics. Your coursework will also include specialized courses such as biomechanics, neuroanatomy, human growth and developmental manifestations of disease. Examination techniques and therapeutic procedures. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, this is Shmo and Sarah. I am an RN. That's my career goal. RN is a registered nurse. Alright. It says Florence Nightingale, the pioneer of modern nursing, lived for more than a century ago. But her legacy
lives on in hospitals, clinics, and or schools. Certain for patients stretch beyond administering medication to caring for the whole person, physical as well as emotional, intelligible, and spiritual. And she backed up her nursing philosophies with research. Today, nursing research is just one of the exciting chances in the field, says Kathy McCauley, Associate Dean, Academic Programs at the University of Pennsylvania Nursing of School,
Pennsylvania School of Nursing.
Increasingly, evidence-based science is confirming the contributions nurses make to patient care. All right. The requirements for a registered nurse is a diploma, associate, or bachelor's degree in nursing. Licensing, you must hold a state nursing license. Project job growth from 2012 to 2022 is 19%. And your median salary is
$66,220. All right. The Kaplan University, the minimum of eligible requirements, you must have a high school diploma or have completed a GED. Thank you.
Okay. All right. With the next few minutes that we have, this is Martha Nyla Williams. We are located at the St. Petersburg Library, Main Library, at 3745 9th Avenue North, St. Petersburg, Florida. We are in one of the rooms, utilizing one of the rooms, and now we're going to go around the room and ask some questions specifically to the outlined visions that the individuals have. The purpose of our doing this is, as outlined by other administrative leaders, there's a certain mindset that says career goals. If you don't set any goals, then write them down, you're more than likely not going to follow a certain path. You will be a little you'll be off the path. You won't know a path to follow. So, but when you write something down, you have something to go by. And your mind may change. So don't fear that you may get to a point that you say, well, I really want to change my mind, all right? But right now we're going to go to Isaiah Dushakur, then Jabril will come around to you, and then Shamil, all right? Isaiah, you mentioned real estate. Now, your vision, Isaiah, and we're having you, we're speaking in the present. I am a realtor, right? And your goals, certain things that you have to do now in order to say, today is the day that you put everything together. You now have acquired a booklet that you're keeping your papers in on the information of being a realtor, and you will be getting more papers. But you will also keep a data, everybody will keep a data sheet of what kind of information, the time that you acquired that information, and what kind of information you acquired. Yet that will become your research, all right? Because there's one thing that Mukhtar has put in his book, and we read today earlier, and I said you want to share with us what it said that you must do with knowledge, with information.
It says, first you must seek knowledge, and once you seek it, then you share it to the next man. So teach it, share it with whoever else, because otherwise keeping it to yourself, it won't be worth much or anything.
Okay. So, now, go on to share with us one of what is certain goals that you can put into being
now, what is the next step kind of thing? Your mission is to help, you expressed that at other times, your mission to help those in need, help anyone who are seeking shelter, right? Either building it or just finding it and then repairing it or finding it and just selling it.
Mm.
What kind of goals now can you put in place along with what you're doing today? We're at the library, we're researching, right?
Mm-hmm.
But what is the kind of thing you can put in place, such as connecting with those who are already?
Like, already
already in the real estate field.
I could connect with them, with the ones I may know. If I don't know any, just look some up or find, or the signs that I see around. So someone's in the process of buying a house or selling a house. If they have some free time, I can speak with them on how they're doing and how they handle their situation when dealing with houses. So,
okay,
yeah,
and if they have any educational interns.
Internships that I can get myself into, I'll be more than happy to.
Now, did you mention something about the price? You mentioned something about the price of the...
What, income?
The course.
The course?
Yes, share that.
Oh, okay. The tuition for real estate, because what I want to do after I graduate is get right into real estate school, and it says the tuition for a 72-hour class, it would be $500, and for a 63-hour class, it would be $450, and those will be the only payments just for the tuition, but depending on for a whole year course, it'll be extra $120 for the whole year.
Oh, okay. Okay, plus there are whatever materials. I don't know if that includes materials,
yeah.
But you can find that out.
Right? Continue to find out. So, but that's
okay.
That's what I know as of.
So you intend to acquire those dollars?
I tend to save up, create a savings account.
Okay, open up a savings account.
Open up savings and just build until the time is right when I get ready to use it. Hopefully,
yeah.
God will bless me with enough or more than enough to be able to put towards the tuition.
Right. And then prayerfully, there will be the ones who assist in contributing to your effort.
That's true, yeah.
Yes, because you belong to a charitable foundation,
right.
Not for profit, which is the Tampa Bay Area
Muslim Association.
Yes, so. Tampa Bay Area Muslim Association. And you also are part of, let's see, what's this here?
CWSC, better known as Community Wide Sure
Conference.
Yes,
yeah. And there are different ways, and they offer scholarships, all right,
mm-hmm.
in 100, 500,
now, $500. Do they offer scholarships? Well, university scholarships, right?
They offer scholarships for whatever it is that you're going to further your education.
Oh, okay.
You simply write what are you going for?
Mm-hmm.
Once you write that, words make people is one scholarship.
Mm-hmm.
Another one is the Muslim Pioneer Association, Muslim American Pioneer Scholarship. So a pioneer's name is, say Martha Knight Williams is a pioneer.
Mm-hmm.
I contribute and others contribute under my name as a scholarship foundation. So then from Mark and Ira Williams Foundation, you receive money. What you have to do is write something about Mark and Ira Williams. Whoever the pioneer is, what have they done? What have they done to contribute to help society?
All right?
That's the Muslim American Pioneer Association.
Another question.
Oh, okay. Please state for us some of the goals, something that you can do now to get you involved with physical therapy.
Hmm.
You know, such as ones who are already doing physical therapy.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, state that you will connect with probably.
I will connect with the physical therapy
company,
the
company.
Yeah, they have departments at the hospital, and then at outpatient. And that's where I can share that with you because I'm in the medical field. So they
right.
do have, there are physical therapy businesses, yes.
Yes.
And there are physical therapy departments in hospitals and in the outpatient healthcare agency. All right?
Right.
So you are you willing then to establish a running or an ongoing on your to-do list? You establish a people to meet or people to see or to call first and then meet and then the time that you're to meet with them, and that will set up a rapport with the physical therapy department.
Yes.
Okay. Very good. If that's something you can do like ASAP like tomorrow. All right? Okay,
okay.
Sharing on with Shamel Williams Perez. All right, and you're seeking to be, you are an RN, you are a physical therapist, Jabril. You are an RN, that's your vision, right? And so likewise, with as Jabril, there are medical facilities, and they have presidents, they have board of directors. And if you're presenting yourself as one who is interested, whose vision is to be an RN, they're always seeking medical help from RNs, from therapists, from lab employees. Okay? So you render your services to those who are in need through by way of working through a hospital or an agency. All right? You can be an independent contractor. And then, Jabril, that's also, I want you all to look that up as well, all right? Independent contractor. Once you become that person, the RN and the physical therapist, you become an independent contractor. Likewise with real estate, an independent contractor means that you don't have that in-between person to do the footwork. You do the footwork, you get the full benefits of the work that you do.
Yeah,
and you pay, then what we will be discussing